Hey, Shavuot Tov, my friends. We are on day 36. You can run, but you can't hide. I want to thank my dear friend, Mike Penn, for sponsoring tonight's recording. In addition to all of the incredible Soul Sisters Renewal Challengers who have been sponsoring these 10 days of repentance, thank you to all of you, and thank you to Mike Penn. You can run, but you can't hide. You know, this is the theme of Yom Kippur because we're reading from Maftir Yonah, for the Mincha afternoon Torah reading that we'll be reading on Wednesday afternoon on the day of Yom Kippur. We read about Jonah and the whale, and Jonah becomes a very famous figure, a lot of religious Jewish art, you know, because he's swallowed up by this whale. But basically what the book is about is that God comes to Jonah and tells him to travel to the city of Nineveh and try to get the citizens of this city to repent of their sins. And what's interesting about God's command is that Nineveh, which was the capital of the ancient Assyrian Empire, was not a Jewish city. There were no Jews living in Nineveh. And God wanted Jonah to go there anyway and help them improve their ethical conduct. And one of the things we obviously see from this is that we're supposed to be concerned about what's going on in our society, even if it doesn't affect us per se. Now, Jonah was not interested in this mission. He didn't want to take on the responsibility, so he runs away. He goes to the city of Tarshish, which is in the exact opposite direction. And when Tarshish isn't far enough, he boards a boat to sail across the Mediterranean. And God keeps following Jonah, continually reminding him of his responsibility to improve the conduct of the people of Nineveh. And he gets thrown overboard and he's swallowed up by this giant fish, possibly a whale. And he still refuses to get involved. He remains stubborn the whole time, but God keeps trailing after him, teaching him, and of course, all of us reading the story, that we can never escape our mission in life. We all have a purpose. We all have a reason why we are here, and we feel the urge to escape, to run in the opposite direction. But deep down, we know that we were created for a higher purpose, and that purpose catches up with us. You can run, but you can't hide. And I think that's a very important theme that, you know, Yom Kippur is there for us to confront our mission, our purpose. Why are we here? We can distract ourselves or allow ourselves to be distracted by so many other things in our lives. But at the end of the day, we were created for a purpose. And we have to figure out that purpose. And of course, it revolves around the Torah and carrying out God's mission in this world, performing his mitzvot, serving as a conduit for God's light in this world, allowing ourselves to become vessels for Hashem's wisdom so the world can be lifted up and connected to its divine source. That's our purpose. That's our mission. We run away from it. But once a year, it catches up with us. It's Yom Kippur. And we read Maftir Yonah as a result, to remind us of that. And it also reminds us of our responsibility to other people, because as I said before, Nineveh was not a Jewish city. It was not a place where it affected us per se, but we are responsible for each other. The Talmud famously teaches, I put this in the chapter, Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh Bazeh, we're all responsible one for the next. And I mentioned in the chapter that, you know, it's a little against the grain of our society to be worried about other people's religiosity, other people's spiritual connection to God. Religion is considered a personal matter. You mind your own business, I'll mind mine. Don't stick your nose in my affairs, you know. But we are responsible for one another. And of course, we don't want to come off as judgmental or holier than thou, but we are supposed to care about other people's lives. And the idea of live and let live is really not a Jewish idea. If you have a soul and you care about other people, if you had a brother who was not following in a direction you thought was healthy, you thought was good for him, you would say something. You would live and let live. You wouldn't let that ideology prevail. You would just get involved. You do it in a smart way so that you could be heard and your message can be favorably received, but you get involved. So while Yom Kippur really is a time for our own personal growth, this book of Jonah that we're going to be reading on the day of Yom Kippur in the afternoon Mincha service, it reminds us of our responsibility to other people and, you know, to help everyone lead their best lives. A good friend, I said at the end here, isn't just someone to have fun with, but it's also someone that you help. That's why the Talmud says, chavruta imituta, either I have a good chavruta, either I have a good friend, or I'm finished, I'm dead. And mituta literally means dead, you know, because, and a chavruta is someone that you're studying with, you're learning with, you're helping to grow. And so as we approach the holiest day of the year, let's keep this in mind. Not only of our own spiritual growth, not only of our own welfare or the welfare of our family, friends, or even people, but literally everyone. We're all in the same boat. We all have a purpose and mission in this world. And our job is not only to help ourselves reach that purpose, but our fellow human being as well. Shavua Tov, my friends.